This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Madison in St. George, Utah. Good morning, Madison.
Hi, Patrick. I just have a question. I grew up Mormon, and I'm on my way to converting to Catholicism.
Wonderful.
I was talking to a Protestant friend the other day, and she mentioned to me that her book called A Case for Christ referred to Mark 6:3, saying that Jesus has a biological brother named James, as well as other siblings that aren't named. I wasn't sure about that, so I was wondering how I should respond to her.
Sure. I've got just the resource for you. So let's begin there. The Bible there, as well as in Matthew chapter 13, mentions, in the case of Matthew 13, the brothers of the Lord by name. It mentions James, Joseph, Simon, and Jude. And these were close members of the family of Jesus. Jesus is the only child of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So one of the dogmas of the Catholic faith is Mary's perpetual virginity. And what's interesting, Madison, and I realize that you're coming from the world of Mormonism, and by the way, welcome home, and anything we can do to help you make the journey all the way into the Catholic Church, we'll be delighted to do that for you. But if you start reading the early church fathers on the topic, you'll discover that the belief in Mary's perpetual virginity is universal and goes back to the earliest days. I mean, as early as they're writing about it, you see this emphasis on Mary's perpetual virginity. So what it means in a nutshell is that, as you know, the virgin birth was where she conceived by the Holy Spirit, not with any physical father. There was no physical union. There was no father, human father involved. And we can read about that in Luke chapter 1. And so all of the references in the New Testament to Jesus being the firstborn son, for example, at the end of Matthew's gospel, the very last verse, or the brothers of the Lord, as we see in this passage you just mentioned, but also in Matthew chapter 13. In those cases, they're not referring to sons or offspring of Mary. They're referring to those who were called brother because of a close family relationship. And that was the custom in that day, in that culture. It still is today. You know, if you ever go to the Holy Land and talk to Palestinian folk and others, you'll find that that's not uncommon. And even in the language, it was a feature of the Aramaic language that they didn't have precise terms for some family relationships, like niece or nephew or uncle, things like that, maybe uncle. But the common term that was used for close family relatives was brother or sister. So the brothers of the Lord mentioned in Matthew 13, James and Joseph, Simon and Jude, two of them, we know for sure, were not the sons of Mary. They were the sons of Mary, the wife of Cleophas, or Clopas, as he's sometimes called, or Alphaeus, too. That Mary seems to have been a close relative of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Maybe she was a cousin, a sister, something like that, an aunt, perhaps. But because these men were called the brothers of the Lord, it doesn't mean that they were the sons of Mary. And there are other things that come into question, too. Like why, for example, in John chapter 19, when Jesus was about to die on the cross, he turns to St. John the Apostle and he says, "Son, behold your mother, woman, behold your son." And he entrusted her, we're told, into the care of St. John, who was not a member of the family. So we could wonder, well, if Mary had other children, why on earth would Jesus do this? And it doesn't make sense that he would do it if she had other children that she could be taken care of. There's a much longer explanation of all of this in a book called Behold Your Mother by Tim Staples. So my thought, Madison, would be if you're looking for something you can really sink your teeth into, as far as like the Bible and the church fathers, that would be a good place to start.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. If I may ask you, where on the journey are you at this point? Are you just starting your journey toward the Catholic Church or are you getting closer?
Well, my fiance is actually Catholic, so I've been around him for a few years, but I've just recently started going to church by myself. So I'm still pretty new, but I'm excited for the rest of it. So
I'm glad. Well, if you're interested, and this is just a thought, I wrote a number of articles that kind of delineate some of the issues between Catholics and Mormons on topics like the nature of God and the apostasy and such. So those are free. They're in PDF form, and they're all yours if you want to grab them.
Where am I supposed to get it?
Yeah, just go to the show page. Just go to relevantradio.com/Patrick and click on links, and you'll see where the articles are. And they're all free, and there are several in there that deal with this very issue that you're taking a look at. So I would refer you to those.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. This entire episode of The Patrick Madrid Show is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay. Download the app today. And thanks for listening.